You're listening to the Salon Owners Collective podcast, where each week we share stories and expertise from business owners like you, plus experts, influencers, and Larissa's actionable steps that will transform your business and your life. And now your host, Larissa McLemon.
Welcome to the Salon Owners Collective podcast. Really pleased to be back here with you again for another episode. And last time we spoke, last time I was here doing a solo chat with you, just you and I spoke about coming out of a period of feeling really overwhelmed in my business and feeling a little stressed. Things had got a little bit on top of me and I needed to be in six places at once. And it's not a nice feeling. And I really wanted to share with you that I'm just in the midst of my third week of not feeling overwhelmed. My team has settled in and I've created some space to get back in touch with the business and create some space to grow, not just operate and be on the mouse wheel, on the hamster wheel, and get back into the driver's seat of the business. And I feel like I can put my foot back on the gas, and I have created some time to get back in touch with the purpose and the reason that I'm here. Because it's super easy to just be busy being busy. And when you're busy being busy, it's like having, you know, those blinkers on. You know how horses, racehorses have blinkers on, and you can't see the woods for the trees. You just see the next thing that's in front of you and the next thing in front of you. And when we're busy being busy, we don't see what needs to be done. We can't see the bigger picture and make good strategic decisions and do the things that actually make an impact in our business. When we create some space in our business, we create a gap or some stillness. It allows us to let the creativity back in. And if your best ideas are coming to you at the moment in the shower, when you're having those moments, those really small windows of space and time and silence, you know you're in trouble because you're not creating the space in your life for your business to thrive. That's when your business is thriving and you're in the flow, you have a bigger picture, a bigger look over the whole business, not just what's in front of you and what's already in the desperately needing to be done pile. So today I really want to talk to you about that, how you can create some space to transform your business, get out of the mouse wheel. And I want to talk about that in a way that really allows you to recognize the three different roles that you have in your business for you, three different roles that you have in your business. So you can make some really clear decisions about who you want to be in your business, who and how you're going to show up for your team, for your clients, and for the business, and for yourself, and even for your family, now that I'm on a roll. So a book that really was transformational for me in my business in the early, early days was The E-Myth, Why Small Businesses Don't Work and What to Do About It. And it really changed my whole mindset around business. And luckily enough for me, it was very early on in my business journey. So if you haven't already read it, I really recommend that you immediately go out and get yourself a copy. It taught me so many valuable lessons that I can honestly say were responsible for saving my business from ruin, I guess, and helping me grow the structure of my successful salon business. Because without structure, you cannot hope to grow and scale your business. And in this book, Michael Gerber is the author. He details the three main traits or business personalities. And they've been so true for me in my life. And it really has shaped the way that I think about business and life that I want to talk to you about it today. And he says that the reason that most small businesses don't work or work with a lot of incredible hard work and heartache is that they're run by technicians. This is someone who knows how to do the technical work involved in the job without much thought to the other two equally important roles, which is the entrepreneur and the manager. So let's take that into context for a moment. The technician is the hairdresser or the beauty therapist, the person that does the technical work and serves the clients. Now, these are not three separate people, of course. These are distinct elements of a business personality, your business personality. And hopefully you have all three of them, because potentially you're ignoring one or two of these personality traits that must be present in your business. And we often have a bias towards one of these three personalities. And to succeed in small business, we must play all three roles. So let's have a quick look at how Michael describes each of these business personalities and my take on them. And while we discuss this, I want you to think about who you are and what made you start your own business, okay? Who were you being when you started your business? Now, the technician is someone that's an expert in their craft. And for you, it'll be hair or beauty or nails or makeup or whatever it is, that you're an expert in your craft. And often you go into business for yourself because you're quite good at what you do and you know that you're good at it and you want to reap the rewards of doing it well. Or sometimes you have the frustration of coming away from a job that frustrated you and didn't work very well. And you looked at your boss like I did and said, I can do that better. The technician is happiest doing the work that they're good at and looking after and caring for their clients. Making an impact on these people, your clients that you care for, is a huge part of why you do what you do. You love looking after those paying clients, and also it's what makes the money, right? But too often you're ignoring the rest, the other two personalities, which is where the recipe for failure starts. Let's look at the next personality, which is the entrepreneur. This is the dreamer. This is the one who sets out to do something new. This is the part of you that reaches for the stars. This is the entrepreneur that lives in the future, thinking about what could be rather than what is and what is in the present. Oh my goodness, I spend a lot of time here. In this fast-paced world, the entrepreneur is often frustrated by how slow the world seems to move around them, frustrated by your team because they don't get the vision that you have, frustrated by the people in your life because they don't understand why you do mad things. It's not mad to you. It's mad and crazy to them because they don't understand the entrepreneur. So this is the part of you that forgets to make lunch for their kids in the morning. I'm just bringing that up because that was me this morning. Oh my God, I don't know what planet I was on. My kids got dressed. I made them breakfast. I did the coffee and I decided to vacuum the floor because I was dreaming of all the cool things that we could, should, would do here at Salon Owners Collective. And then my husband went to go and leave. He takes the kids in the morning and he said, what are the kids having for lunch today? Oh my God. So, or often this is the part of you that forgets to eat lunch or forgets to do the important things, right? Because you're too busy dreaming. Can you message me on Messenger if this is you? Like, if you totally get this, you're away in the fairyland and you forget about the practical things. Oh my God, I'm this person often. So we had to have a little laugh about that. Okay, that's the entrepreneur. I remember, you know, not so much now because I'm a mum and I have to provide food on the table, but I remember when I was younger and single, food was just kind of annoying. It got in the way. Preparing food was an interruption to my life, doing more important, fun, exciting things. All right, let's move on to the manager. This is the detail-orientated one. This is the part of you that needs to dot the I's and cross the T's. This is the one that remembers to pay the bills on time and wants a well-organized world with no surprises. You want things to flow and to work because this is the part of you that makes the work get done that the entrepreneur dreams. The manager strives for a world where things are orderly and predictable, and the manager is the one that gets the shit done. So what role are you playing? When you opened your business or bought your business, what role are you primarily playing in now? I want you to message me and tell me, are you being the technician? Are you being the manager or the entrepreneur? I know for me, for a long time, I was the entrepreneur and the technician. And I was so frustrated because the manager was missing and I didn't know how to get the shit done and actually pull it together. It's learnable, don't worry. When I opened my salon, I was 20 and I was a young technician having an entrepreneurial seizure. This is actually what Michael Gerber says. He calls it an entrepreneurial seizure. We have this moment where we can see the vision of how it could be done from the frustration of how it's been done at the moment. And we think we can do this. And, you know, for me, I couldn't find a salon to work at. I'd finished my apprenticeship and I got the job that I didn't want. I didn't get the job that I did want. And my boss, bless her, lovely lady, but she was doing an average job in my, you know, whole 19, 20 years of life experience. And surely I could do it better. Little did I know what I was getting myself into. And thank God for that, because I think if I knew what I was getting myself into, I would have talked myself out of it. For sure. So to be successful in business, we have to be all three of these personalities. Like a three-legged stool, if you remove one leg, the stool will fall over. Now, this is easier said than done, of course, to make changes in your business. I totally get that, let alone your business personalities, especially if you're happy functioning in one area more than the other. I totally get that. Now, I want to talk about some tips to help you work smarter in your business, improve areas that you're not so strong at, and build a robust, sturdy business ready to grow and scale. All right, let's talk about the technician. So if you're seeing clients each week, then you're most likely the technician. You are the technician. While it's important to be the technician sometimes, you can't afford to be in that one persona all the time. So let's talk about some tips to free up your time and your headspace to allow the other parts of your business to flourish. Because if you're having your best ideas in the shower, you're not creating the space for the other two personalities in your business. Okay. First of all, book out some time in your appointment book to focus on the other business personalities, primarily the manager. Let's get some shit done here. Let's create some space in the appointment book. Now, I suggest that you start with 3 hours a week if you're not doing any, and that you increase it in 3 hour blocks as you start to fill it up with important manager things. We'll talk about that shortly. You could do this at home, but you need to have scheduled daytime. Like, don't leave it between 8 and 11 o'clock at night. That's not creating space to grow your business. That's just fooling yourself that you're okay with working 60 hours for yourself and getting paid less than you would going working 40 hours for somebody else. Okay? Stop tricking yourself. So, you know, you need to be there for your partner or your family. You need to be present for them as well. You need to have other things in your life. So add dedicated time. I call this tiger time. There's another long story about where that came from for another day. This is the time that you protect, like a lioness protects her cubs. Thanks, Amy Porterfield, for that. It's not my invention. To do these important jobs. Now, you might not know what to do in that time yet, and that's okay. But until you have some space and to fill that empty space, then you'll always be too busy being busy to do the things that will actually move the needle in your business, the things that will make a change, the things that will make impact and actually drive you forward. So if you're having your best ideas in the shower, go and block out 3 hours a week in your appointment book. If you're still feeling stretched and you're spending too much time on your clients, book it out 6 weeks in advance. It doesn't have to be next week. Don't cancel the clients, but start prioritizing time for the other parts of your business. This is your entrepreneurial time, and make time also for your manager jobs. Know your strengths. If you know what your strengths are, it's definitely easy to find the opposite and know what your weaknesses are. Okay. And so if you can't or don't want to do some things then in your business, then find other people in your business that are willing to and are suited to do that, and delegate generously. Freedom begins here when you delegate. You don't have to be superwoman and you don't have to do everything yourself. There are some team members in your team who are desperate for some responsibility and to do something else and get some variety and have skills that you don't even know that they have yet. So if you're procrastinating on some things and you never get round to, what's your never get round to? Those are the things you want to delegate or outsource. And it's that procrastination is a clear sign that you need to be delegating. Employ people that are different than you. There's no point having a whole bunch of people that are the same, have similar strengths, have similar weaknesses. You're just going to create weaknesses in your business. balance is important, because without it, your business will fall over. And I remember delegating to this young apprentice the stock control at one point. I actually think our front of house person was too busy being busy. and we delegated it out to an apprentice, and she, and I remember actually almost apologizing to her to make her do this laborious job. And she, I looked at her face and realized she was so excited. She couldn't wait to tick things off in her life and feel productive and feel like she was contributing. And here I was marginalizing the job because I hated it. She loved it and thought she, you know, she probably went home and was excited to her family and her parents, saying, oh my goodness, I've got responsibility. I'm the stock control person now. So, you know, why should I marginalize that just because I hate to do it? She loved it. So delegate to people that are different for you. You would be amazed at what they love to do. Share your strengths with your team. Train them on how to take your strengths and make them the best in your business, because that is the strength of your business. And manage your time. Your time actually is money. You don't be fooled into thinking that you're selling haircuts or waxing services, because you're actually selling time in your business. Be smart with your time management. Now, getting on top of your schedule is everything. Okay, so not only for the time that you sell or that your team sell or that you are selling and the time that you're dedicated to being the technician, get rid of 15-minute appointments. Manage your appointment scheduling, get rid of 45-minute appointments that don't fit into your otherwise half hour, 1 hour, that creates these nasty gaps. Manage that time, because time is money. Every 15-minute gap, all of those add up over a day, a week, a month, and a year. You will be amazed at how much money you are letting go down the drain by not managing your time. Manage your time so you can create dedicated time to do the business things in your business. Don't try and fit them in between clients. And when your apprentice is shampooing your client, this is the time that you should be eating and going to the toilet, not running your business. Okay? Employ support staff, whether it's an apprentice or actually a support person that runs the front of house or does the cleaning and the towels and the whatever it needs to be done. Maybe it's an administration person that can do the accounts and the boring stuff that you hate to do. Get it off your plate so you can get into the flow, do the things that move the needle, i.e. be the business manager or the entrepreneur, and we'll talk about them in a minute. And my last bit of advice is wear one hat at a time. Like, if you're going to work on marketing today and you've got 3 hours blocked out, work on marketing. Don't do marketing in the lease and your one-on-one. Like that, you know, people say about multitasking, you will be surprised at how much that actually slows you down and stresses you out. Don't hat switch. All right, let's talk about the entrepreneur. That's the fun one. Because if you're like me, this is part of your business personality that keeps you awake at night, dreaming of how good things could be, but with flashes of inspiration. Because these inspirational moments can strike at any time, night or day, and you need a way to capture them, because it's not always the time that you can take action, right? But this time is mixed with frustration. I totally get this. It's mixed with the frustration of it not being perfect or not being big enough, or the gap that you feel between now and this goal that you have, and all the bits and the moving parts that need to happen. That can feel really frustrating and overwhelming. This is the part of your business personality that you need to make time for. And when you're busy being busy, this is the part that can get shoved deep down into the corner of your intellect, and it gets squashed. And when that's squashed, this is what causes you to lose inspiration. You feel overworked and you feel flat, because this part is squashed and lumped in a corner and forgotten about. This is the bit that keeps you bright and alive and in the flow and on purpose. So make time to innovate. Now, innovation is the act of creating something new, whether that's a new hairstyle, an idea, or a new method or way of doing things. It's the process of breaking away from what you know and creating something entirely new. That's what lights us up, right? This is why we're in business, because that's what lights us up. When we innovate as a business, that's how we become industry leaders. That's how we step apart and set ourselves separately from the rest. And this is apparent to clients, competitors, to staff. These are the things that make you hugely attractive to attract new clients, to attract the team members. The same old humdrum. Everybody does the same old humdrum. But you can't get into this innovative space until you create the space. Thankfully, there's always room for innovation in the salon business as people, lifestyles, and our culture evolves. Let's have a look around and look back at finding ways to innovate. So keep it simple. Go watch some new videos, whether it's styles and the history of your industry, and you want to innovate in the technician space, but maybe to innovate in your business, it's as simple as joining a new group or a new community and learning new ways of doing the same old thing, right? A collection of new ideas or a collection of different ways of doing the same thing, even old ideas, can come together and in the middle of the night it will wake you up with something completely new, okay? This is how we innovate. But first you need new input to let that happen. Go seek. Go with an open mind and just look, just with the expectation of learning something new. You don't have to solve yet, because I think too often we go straight in looking for the answer. We're looking for the answer and we get frustrated because we can't come up with anything new. Just actually give ourselves some space to just learn and let the input come in. Be the magnet that new information can come to. So go and join a group or a community, you know, go to a seminar and connect with like-minded people, whether that's online or in real life. Go to an expo or go and seek new information. This is what I love about the Salon Owners Collective Hub, is this community of new ideas, new ways of doing things, and amazing people sharing ideas. And that's how you get the new input. What can you change in your workflow that will improve both the quality and the quantity of your work? So when I say workflow, that's not just the technical work, but how you do your work. How do you deliver it to the customer? How do you do your workflow in terms of the business owner? How can you improve that? What can you do to surprise and delight your customers in a way that's not expected and not what every other salon does? Look at other industries or overseas businesses for fresh inspiration. I always had coaches or information or got involved in other industries because it gave me new, different ways of looking at things. It was harder to translate sometimes, but that was the challenge, right? So it may take some brainstorming, maybe a brainstorming session with your team, but I suggest you go and grab a coffee or a wine, whatever tickles your fancy, create some time and space for innovation. So while the manager needs action time, the entrepreneur needs space, like holidays, long walks on the beach, walk up the mountain, or just in quiet time where you just sit with a magazine and a coffee on the couch in quiet space. Create the space. Get away from your business on a regular basis, even every quarter, ideally, right? Your entrepreneurial business personality needs this. It'll relish in the space and time to think and dream. So book out that time in your appointment book and book in a trip now. Now, at the beginning of every year, actually, I suggest that you book in what I would call the big rocks. The big rocks are the big landmarker things that need to happen each year. And I actually think you need to turn this into a big rock. Like one of my big rocks was always going to the Hair Expo in Sydney and Melbourne in Australia. That was always my June event. And I would book that and I knew I was going every year. But now I know that for 1 week of each of the school holidays, I'm off work and I've committed to that, although I have kids around. What big rocks? You need to prioritize this space in your life in advance so you commit to it and you stick to it. So going away with your husband for a night to a winery, just speaking from experience, that's something that I love to do, creating space, quiet time. And then get your team involved and get those creative juices flowing. Just remember when you bring your team in, though, get their ideas, pull them in, but ultimately you say, thank you very much for those ideas. Those are really awesome. I'm going to take them all away and I'll be back to you with what we're going to do. You're the decider. You're the owner. You are the entrepreneur in the business. manager. Is this hard? Well, absolutely, heck yes. You know, I never promised that business was easy. Creating that space, is it hard? Yes, because it almost feels luxury and it feels bonus, but actually I'm you know, asking you to prioritize it. All right, let's talk about the manager. So if you started out in business as a successful and busy technician, sometimes making time for the manager to shine can be really hard. I totally get this, because sometimes routine jobs are nothing less than tedious, nothing more than tedious. and it can totally bore us to death. I have to put my hand up and say, I'm really crap at following routine systems, like absolute crap. And there can be times when it's discouraging, because in that very moment, you're not actually making income for the business. When you're doing your accounts, although I don't suggest that you do that, when you're doing your marketing, for those 3 hours that you're working on a marketing campaign, you're not earning dollars those 3 hours. Unlike when you're cutting hair or doing a facial, you're earning dollars right here, right now. But when you're doing a marketing campaign, you're earning dollars in the future, and you don't know what those dollars are going to be like. So it's hard to prioritize this time and turn away dollars today, to turn away the income today, to produce for the future, for tomorrow. It's a hard pill to swallow. Totally get it. Never said it was easy. While the entrepreneur needs time and space to dream, the manager needs you to be in control and do the shit that needs to be done. Do the freaking work. So here are some simple tips to allow you to get away but still remain in control. Okay, first of all, technology allows you to work from anywhere in the world using any device to access absolutely everything you need to run your business. Do you know those photos of someone working on a tropical beach on their laptop from Fiji or Hawaii? That shit is real. You know, we're in a time when this is possible in our world. We've got cloud computing, we've got apps, digital innovations. You can pretty much run your business from your phone, so you can actually go anywhere. So there's no excuse not to go on that trip to Fiji. Business time, you can do a little bit of business. I don't know about you, but I can't switch off 100%. Because when I create space, oh my God, my brain goes mental and I come up with the best ideas. So give into it. Create the time, or allow yourself and warn your family that you are going to get creative and do some things. But meanwhile, you have the ability to work from anywhere. I digress a little bit to Fiji because that's where I love to go. But you've got the technology available to get out of the salon and create space to do the business work that you need to be done. Because I know what it's like when you're trying to do something serious, like a marketing campaign, and you get interruptions. Can I have a day off? Can I go to the toilet? Can I buy some stock? Can I actually just get the heck out of here? Because they'll wait. Those 3 hours you need to protect and create the space. But you can do all the things that you need to do. Salon software will allow you to do, if you're doing stock control, you can do it from anywhere, actually. Does that make sense? So you can be anywhere and keep tabs on your business, on your staff, and on your income. So do it. You've got no excuse now. Get over any tech phobes that you have. Get somebody in. Get you sorted out. Once you're sorted, you're sorted. So utilize that virtual world as much as possibly. And this will literally allow you to be in two places at once. Okay. So it's vital for you to be truly free to do what it is that you want to do. This is my epitome of what freedom is, to do what I want, when I want, where I want, with who I want, and still be in control and manage your business. Remember that the point is using these tips to get away and let your creative and entrepreneurial juices return while staying in control of your business. Okay, so if technology has made it possible for us to automate many aspects of the business in a cost-effective, time-saving way, so I think, because probably being in the hair and beauty industry, you're creative, you're probably less inclined to love to repeat to do administrative type tasks, and so I say screw it, don't do it. Automate as many of those types of repetitive tasks as you possibly can. So if you can automate by delegating to a human who can do the repeating task for you, or you can automate by using technology to repeat things, like confirmation text is a really simple way to say, there's a computer automating and sending those texts out for me. I do not need to do it. Accounting should be automated. All of those common processes means that, one, if technology is doing it, there are less human mistakes, and it tends to run smoother, but it doesn't need your constant input. And I think there comes a point in your business when if you need to be doing a repetitive task, you're doing it wrong. You know, there'll be some things as the business owner, of course, you need to pay the wages every week or every fortnight. Totally get that. But create the space to do that in your daytime. Don't do it from 8 to 11 o'clock at night. Get over that tech phobia. So what are the things that we can automate? Well, we can automate our bookings by utilizing online booking. We can automate our messages by using SalonBot. I'm talking about Facebook Messenger messages using SalonBot. We can automate our social posting. We can do that once a week or once a month and automate the rest by scheduling it all out in advance. We can automate our accounts. We put our sales processes, we connect, you know, the Xero accounting to our software, automate our communications, all of those things. So keeping track of everything that's happening in your salon from your technology from anywhere in the world. Now, you don't have to necessarily go anywhere in the world all the time, but have the ability to do that. That's when you know that you can be away and in control of your business. So set it up, teach your staff how to use it, and book that plane ticket. All right, that kind of brings me to the next one, which is hiring right. Because if you're going to be a manager, or being a manager is not your strength, then you need to employ somebody super smart to do the things that you don't want to or aren't good at, right? So you need somebody great in this role. Because the people are what makes your business. It's that simple. We are in the people business. And, you know, we don't necessarily have to hire the most qualified or experienced staff member, but I do think we need to find the ones that will grow into your culture and take care of your clients. You can't teach attitude, but you can teach skill. Always hire on culture fit and attitude and mindset more than skill, I say. And it's really good to have someone that can dot the I's and cross the T's in your business, particularly if you're not that good at doing it yourself. You want a well-organized person so your business can work well, like a well-oiled machine with no surprises, where things happen orderly in a predictable manner, because that's when you know that you can deliver on your client services consistently. Leaving you to do what you do best, and sometimes it's the forgotten entrepreneur. Choose the people who will make your life easier, not harder. Listen to your gut instinct, because they're usually right. You don't need to choose from the pool of people that you have in front of you. Don't choose the best of a bad bunch. Keep looking for the right person. Okay. Remember too that you can role share those management positions. You don't have to give away the total title of full manager. You can have a floor manager or a part manager or many responsibilities, and you can share those roles with people in the busy times of the day, like when you leave, somebody else takes over. We used to have this concept of shift managers because we were open for late nights, and so I couldn't be there all the time, or the salon manager. And it also makes the wages and the costs of your business a little bit, you know, as you grow and scale, a little bit more of an easy pill to swallow. Someone who can multitask with front of house, salon support, managing the others to do the cleaning type tasks, as well as any office tasks, is just like next level valuable to your business. One thing I learned is that business will always change, and the way that you split those roles between those people will change as your people change. You know, you're not going to always have people for life, as you probably know. So I believe in creating jobs to fit the person and their own skill sets, not the person to fit the role. There's got to be a little bit of balance. I totally get that, because there are some things that need to be done. Someone sometimes needs to do the shit they don't like. That's fine. But for the most part, in terms of splitting that job role and who does what, you know, give the roles to people of what they love to do and what they enjoy doing, what they're good at. You need a really clear job description to do. Everybody needs to know who does what. You, as the business owner, the entrepreneur, the manager and the technician needs a job description as well. And everybody needs to know what you do and when you do it. A little bit of accountability for yourself, but also visibility for your team. when you're delegating a job, give your employee all the information that they need to complete it on their own. Give super clear instructions and agree on a clear completion date and follow up. But also, what does a good job look like? What does completion look like? Get clarity on that. What gets measured gets done. What is ignored by you will also be ignored by the team also. Avoid reverse delegation and give credit where credit is due. Reverse delegation is when people go, oh, I couldn't finish it, I ran out of time, I didn't know how to do it, and they pass it back to you. That's called passing the monkey. But make sure that you give credit to the people who do the things and that you verbalise that. Okay, being successful in business is all about balance. You've got to have balance in your work and your life. While you're at work, you need to learn to find an appropriate balance between technician, entrepreneur, and manager. And if you can't be everything, surround yourself with the people who can fill those gaps. No one expects you to do it alone. You actually can't do it alone. You could, technically, but at what cost? To your own brain and sanity and your family. Okay, two final pieces of news. Firstly, no one is perfect. So if you don't get it right the first time, don't worry about it. Learn from your mistakes, pick yourself up and keep going. And the second piece of good news is that it's so much easier to find a good balance than it was 10 years ago, thanks to software, automation, technology, and just the environment that we're in now. And the ability to learn and get access to the things that you don't know with online education, communities and, you know, e-learning, you know, we're in a good place to fill the gaps of the things that we don't know. Everyone knows that business is being in business is difficult, but it doesn't have to be a constant struggle. So make sure you create some space to enjoy the journey. I actually think the hardest part is the transition from being over busy to making the space in your business to drive forward again and get back behind the driver's seat and gaining new momentum and creating new goals without the pressure. That transition when you're used to being on the mouse wheel is really hard. You know, creating space actually feels weird, and it's really easy to get distracted doing the things that actually don't move the needle, that don't make impact in your business, and getting caught in doing just the little bits and bobs, busy being busy. So if you catch yourself busy being busy, doing things that you don't need to do and other people can do, get rid of it. It's squashing your momentum. Invest in time and doing the big things that move the needle, create momentum in your business. Okay. That's my advice to you today. Creating space. Creating space to transform your business. Right. I will leave you on that note. I want you to go and book some time out in your appointment book. Whether that's 3 hours a week, whether it is a week every single quarter to get away, whether it's a weekend at a vineyard to just, I want you to go and create some space. And then I want you to come back to Messenger and message me at Salon Owners Collective and tell me what it is that you've done. How have you created space in your business so you can get back to transforming your business? Thank you for joining me on another episode of the Salon Owners Collective. I really look forward to seeing you next week. Bye for now.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Salon Owners Collective podcast. Tune in each week as we reveal the latest insight and advice on what it takes to make your salon a success today. Subscribe to the Salon Owners Collective podcast on iTunes or visit us online at salonownerscollective.com for answers to your common questions, to follow Larissa and much more. Thanks for listening. See you next time.